Five California counties, Santa Cruz, Marin, Mendocino, Humboldt, and Trinity, have each enacted bans on growing genetically modified crops. Now the group calling itself GMO-free Sonoma County is making a second attempt to do likewise here.
Our measure would prohibit the propagation, cultivation, raising, and growing of genetically engineered organisms in Sonoma County.
Karen Hudson is the driving force behind the effort, which hopes to copy the measure that Mendocino County voters adopted in 2004. They've been out collecting petition signatures since October, and as the deadline for submitting them to local election officials draws near, she expects they will meet the necessary number.
We need 14,358 valid signatures. We are over that number of signatures collected, and we're in the process of validating them right now. We're aiming at collecting 21,000. We have to turn them into the county on March 16th.
The current proposed ban is similar in both language and intent to Measure M, the hotly contested initiative that was voted down by 55% of the local electorate in 2005. In that case, the Sonoma County Farm Bureau was a high-profile force against the measure. Kim Vail, the local group's new executive director, says the budding new campaign has not yet drawn their attention, as they consider the issue settled.
Our board at that time was working to make sure that there was no ban based on information that they had at that time, what they knew about the concept. And my understanding is they would probably be along those same guidelines about this point.
Hudson counters that many farmers and granges have endorsed the new ban proposal, which she says is intended to protect local agriculture.
If 1% of a farmer's crop is contaminated by genetically engineered pollen, it becomes illegal, according to U.S. patent law, for that farmer to sell their crop or save their seed. Both belong to the corporation owning the patent on those seeds. If it's an organic farmer, they lose their certification. They can't grow on their land for about 3 years, I was told.
If legislation is needed, says Vail, it shouldn't be enacted at the county level.
It's probably best handled on a national level, because if you start doing something piecemeal, state by state or even county by county, it's going to have a lot of different impacts that we probably don't even understand yet.
Just last week, the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Law was approved by the Senate Agriculture Committee. But critics have branded it the DARK Act, an acronym for Deny Americans the Right to Know.
It would preempt states from requiring mandatory labeling of GMO ingredients in their food products. There are three states that have this already. Vermont's will go into effect July 1st, and the other two are Connecticut and Maine, and those will go into effect when the states around them also have the similar law. And then there are 17 states that are getting this legislation ready. So it would preempt all of those from requiring mandatory labeling.
Labeling is not part of the local GMO initiative, so the ultimate decision on the national measure will not directly affect the Sonoma County campaign, if it is successful in qualifying for the ballot in November. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.